And now the Talk of the Nation opinion page. On Meet the Press yesterday, Colin Powell made his presidential endorsement. The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State said he will vote for Barack Obama. General Powell said he admires John McCain, but he called the Republican presidential candidate unsure on the economy and said his running mate is not ready to be president of the United States. And he had this to say about his own party.
I have some concerns about the direction that the party has taken in recent years. It has moved more to the right than I would like to see it, but that's a choice the party makes. I also believe that on the Republican side, over the last 7 weeks, the approach of the Republican Party and Mr. McCain has become narrower and narrower.
General Colin Powell yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. We want to hear from Republicans today. Do you agree with General Powell? And no matter who wins the election, how will the future of the Republican Party be decided? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And we'll start with Mickey Edwards, a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma, once a member of the Republican leadership, now a lecturer at Princeton University, who's been kind enough to join us here in Studio 3A today. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Neil. Good to be here.
And you wrote in a post at Politico.com that you have been shocked by the disgust with which prominent Republicans in every state have simply had it with what our party has become.
Yeah, well, I think the thing that is significant about Colin Powell's endorsement of Obama is that it comes after a long list of other prominent Republicans and conservatives who have expressed their dismay about either the Bush administration or the McCain campaign. And so Powell is only giving voice to a lot of people out there who agree that, you know, that the party has just gone off the tracks. And you know, Neil, when this started, the problem was George W. Bush, and he was very unpopular. And it was just John McCain's bad fortune to be the Republican nominee while Bush was in the White House. But that's changed, and now there's a reaction against McCain himself. He has been erratic. His campaign has been very mean-spirited and talking about a lot of things. You know, you just played this piece here. Yes, okay, everybody knows he's a liberal. That doesn't seem to be what people are very concerned about today.
Interesting that you talk about a lot of the intellectuals within the Republican Party who have seemingly recoiled in the last several weeks in particular. Is there an anti-intellectualism in the Republican Party?
Well, you know, Bill Kristol talked about that a little bit this morning in the New York Times, although he sort of celebrated that fact. There is an anti-intellectualism, and Sarah Palin gives voice to that. It's certainly not true. You know, I've taught at Harvard and Princeton. It's certainly not true, you know, that anybody who's there is automatically smarter than the people on Main Street. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, that we should celebrate the intellect. We should celebrate ideas and not demean them and dismiss them. And, you know, I would never have thought that the Republican Party, which we prided ourselves for so many years on being the party of ideas, would suddenly have become the party of reaction against thoughtfulness, against reflection.
The ideas were also easy to summarize. The Republican Party was smaller government, lower taxes, and spending on defense.
Well, it was not so much smaller government. That's now become the litany. But it was limited government, limited to what the Constitution permitted. But it was for other things than that. You know, we were for peace through strength. We wanted a strong military to keep the peace, not to find ways to go to war. We celebrated individual liberties and limits on government, so we were not in favor, would never have been in favor in the past, of a president proclaiming that as the commander-in-chief, he has all these unlimited powers. So it's been a lot of changes from what we used to say. The party has become, as Colin Powell said, much narrower, and it's dealing a lot in irrelevancies.
Like what?
Well, you know, for example, Bill Ayers was doing what he did, and it was a very long time ago when Obama was 8 years old. It was reprehensible. I don't know that he has really changed. But on the other hand, you know, I don't know that I'd want to be held responsible for anything that might have been done by anybody who ever had a campaign event for me when I was running for Congress. You know, the people are concerned about the economy. They're concerned about the Iraq war. They're concerned about competent management of government. And one of the things that concerns me is that so many people in Congress on the Republican ticket or in the White House seem to be anti-government. Well, if you're anti-government, don't run for office. You know, the idea, we're self-government. This is not a dictatorship. This is not the czar. You know, it's self-government. And I believe in self-government. government.
Well, both candidates seem to be running against Washington.
Well, they're running against Washington in different ways, though. They are both saying they're going to bring reform. And, you know, I agree with both of them. Actually, here I agree probably more with McCain, because McCain thinks the change that people want is less corruption in government. Obama seems to think, you know, that people want to move to the left. I don't think people want to move to the left. So I don't agree with that. But I do think overall there has been way too much focus in the McCain campaign on not only things like whether it's Ayers or other things, perhaps in, I mean, when I watch, Neil, when I watch a rally in which Republicans attending McCain's rallies, you know, are shouting the nastiness that they shout at Obama, you know, it makes me cringe. I mean, that's not what we've ever been about. And I think we need to get a grip and go back to what our principles are and why we want to have a government that is responsive to the people.
To be fair, Senator McCain has denounced several of those comments.
Absolutely, he has. It's not his fault. But what Powell said was, you know, the problem was both with McCain, who has been erratic. I mean, what he did when the bailout was proposed, he said, well, let's put off the debate. I mean, that was just, that was grade school
suspended
stuff.
His
I mean,
campaign,
it was, you know, that was really pretty dumb, you know, but Colin Powell also made a point about the way the party has become. Much narrower, much meaner, much more focused on purely social issues, or you know, what is this? You know, country first. Well, I think, you know, people who are for Obama and people for McCain are also for the country. You know, so I mean, there's just, you know, we've gotten into this bumper sticker war, and the bumper stickers are more and more meaningless coming out of the McCain campaign.
Do you see this as the legacy of the Lee Atwaters of the world, the people who said found a formula, said we can attack our opponent's patriotism and it'll work every time?
Well, I don't know if I would go back to Atwater. You know, I knew Lee, and it's possible that he would have approved this. Certainly, it's a legacy of Newt Gingrich and Karl Rove. I mean, we've seen that, and it's the legacy of George W. Bush, who tends to see everybody as either allies or enemies.
Let's get some callers on the line. Our guest, a former congressman from Oklahoma, Mickey Edwards, and we're asking Republicans to call us today with their reaction to the Colin Powell endorsement of Senator Barack Obama, the Democratic presidential candidate. And we'll begin in Mooresville, North Carolina. Nick is on the line.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I just wanted to say that I agree 100% with the colonel's decision. Being a Republican, I was faced with a tough decision the past week or two. It's been weighing on my mind, and I've decided the same thing. I mean, just due to a negative campaign, and a lot of it has to do with the vice presidential nominee. I mean, I think it was very, you know, he drew a line in the sand and, you know, decided which direction he wanted to go with the party, and that's really left a bad taste in my mouth. And I question whether I'm a Republican anymore. I'm just left without a party, so I'm glad that there's others out there that feel the same way as I do.
Interesting. Mickey Edwards, all those years ago, Ronald Reagan said it was he didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left him.
Well, that's true. And if I can just pick up on that for 1 second, Neil, you know, the famous quote from Ronald Reagan was that government's not the solution, government's the problem. Well, in my book, I talk about that. And, you know, what he said was, in the current circumstance, meaning the Carter administration, government was the problem. But he went on in that same sentence, same paragraph, to say, you know, we're not anti-government. We're for a government that stands with the people and that creates opportunity. So a lot of the people who claim to be Reagan Republicans don't have any idea what a Reagan Republican really is.
Mickey Edwards mentioned his book. It's called Reclaiming Conservatism, How a Great American Political Movement Got Lost and How It Can Find Its Way Back. Nick, are you planning to vote November 4th?
Of course. And I think I've finally made my decision strong. I mean, I was a fervent McCain supporter before, but, you know, I think that I'm going to have to go the other way.
Nick, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And as you look at states like North Carolina, where Nick just called from, and Virginia, Republicans in an ordinary year would not have too much trouble winning those states.
Yeah, one of the things that's so significant here in this campaign is that the states that traditionally go for the Democrats in the presidential race are going again for, you know, maybe even by bigger margins this time, and going to sweep in a lot of congressional Democrats as well. And John McCain is having to fight desperately to just to hold on to the states that have always voted for Republicans. The states that George Bush carried last time are now in play. I mean, who would have thought at the beginning of this that John McCain was going to have to fight to try to keep Virginia? But that's exactly the case.
Let's get another caller. This is Jesse. Jesse with us from Granger in another surprise battleground state, Indiana.
Hi there.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm a Republican. I voted for Obama already. I voted early because I actually signed up to volunteer for McCain's campaign, but every time I got an email, it wasn't about the issues. It was about just stupid stuff regarding Obama. Should we put this song with this picture of Obama's face and a heart? You know, talk about the issues. You know, we have problems here in America. And I just, you know, Obama, he just reaches people, and he really, really cares about what everyone's going through, not just the top 5%. You know, he cares about everyone.
And what kind of town is Granger? And are, do other people there feel the same way, do you think?
No. Granger is a Republican. It's a little village. I live on Republican Row, and so I'm like out of the ordinary in my neighborhood right now.
So not too many Obama lawn signs down there?
No.
All right.
No.
Jesse. Thanks for the call, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
We're talking with Republicans about the endorsement yesterday of Barack Obama by General Colin Powell. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email we have from Justin in Concord, North Carolina. I've been upset about the shrill tone of messages of the GOP, especially on immigration. Upset enough to get involved. On the balance of the issues, the GOP still has the best ideas, but now is the time for people of principles to speak out and act against the run to the gutter. And I don't think that Justin is alone there.
No, I think that's the main point. We used to talk about when we created the Heritage Foundation. I was one of the three founders of the Heritage Foundation. I was national chairman of the American Conservative Union, and when we were active there, we talked about the fact that we were the people with ideas and principles, and we believed in self-government, and we were going to show how you could have a self-government that was within the constraints of the Constitution and divided power, and we could make that work. And that's been lost. I mean, it is shrill now, and it is all about trying to take down Obama and smear Obama. And, you know, I am on the issues more of a Republican than a Democrat. I certainly agree far more with McCain on most of the issues than I do with Obama, you know, but we've got to get out of the gutter that John has taken us down into.
Some people describe Barack Obama as a transformational candidate because of the numbers of young people who have been so motivated to join his campaign. Do you fear for a lost generation of conservatives?
Well, maybe, although I would say it's transformational not just with young people, because Susan Eisenhower is supporting Barack Obama. Jim Leach, the former Republican congressman from Iowa, supporting Barack Obama. So it's not just the young people. You know, it's people like Colin Powell. It's people like myself. I'm not, you know, I haven't endorsed anybody, but, you know, it is a fact that a lot of people are moving over. And you know what? If the Republican Party can't stand for something better than this, then maybe people should leave it. I mean, until it gets its act together and comes back. I love the country more than I love my political party.
Let's get Ed on the line. Ed's with us from Chester County in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
Yeah. I've been a Republican since I like Ike buttons. And since John's become the candidate, starting with Sarah Palin, who I just feel is unqualified, I could have really written Colin Powell's message yesterday. Every point he hit, even negotiating with the enemy, is, I believe, the right path. But as your speaker is saying today, the party is just going the wrong way. The negative, the personal attack parts of the negative campaign. Negative campaigning, I think, is part of it. You have to attack the other person's programs, but not them personally. And that's just way too far.
All right, Ed, and have you voted yet in Pennsylvania, or are you going to wait for the 4th?
No, we don't have early voting. I'm registered. I have a Republican for Obama button on, and I plan to volunteer for the Obama side to help get people out.
Ed, thanks very much for the call.
You know, Neil, if I can, you know, one of the things that McCain brought up, and then Obama got into it too, was about Joe the plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Joe and Jill and Kathy and Charlie and all the, you know, the people out there, that, you know, who are concerned about where this country is going, you know, they want to hear about, you know, what's going to be done about keeping the peace or about Iraq or about, you know, the economy. They don't want to hear about this guy was a bad guy. And you know, did you know his middle name is Hussein? And, you know, I think the American people, you know, are reacting as they should, against that kind of a political campaign.
And where is this generation of ideas going to come from? How is the party going to change? How long is it going to take?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to happen, sometimes you have to have a defeat. You have to get really wiped out, so you go back to the drawing boards. Now, here's the danger. The danger is that if McCain loses by a substantial margin, and that could well happen, there's going to be a battle then for the soul of the party. There are going to be people who feel like me, who feel that we have really blown it here. And there are going to be people who are going to be like the Rush Limbaughs, who are going to say, see, you didn't listen to us. You should have had somebody who was more hardcore right-wing than John McCain. So there'll be a battle over that. If those of us who believe in government, but in limited government and self-government, if we don't win that battle, I think the Republican Party is going to fade into irrelevancy. It's going to be the Whig Party.
Mickey Edwards, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Mickey Edwards, a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma, now a member of the Republican leadership. His new book is titled Reclaiming Conservatism, How a Great American Political Movement Got Lost and How It Can Find Its Way Back. He was with us here in Studio 3A. Tomorrow, key witnesses recanted their testimony or changed their stories, but death row inmate Troy Davis is out of appeals. How is this fair? Join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.